Good day. This is the Technologist KS3 Daily Briefing for February 14th, 2019. Happy Valentine's Day. My name is Kevin Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support my podcast by listening to it on a daily basis, but then also make sure that you hit that subscribe button to wherever you're listening to this podcast. But then also make sure that you are sharing this with everyone that you know. But you can also show additional support by going to my Patreon site, patreon.com/KS3Tech. I greatly appreciate it. So let's go ahead and start the briefing. First up is Microsoft. Microsoft has announced today that they are currently testing the new version of Windows 10 that will not come out until the first quarter of 2020. Now, this is unusual for them to make that type of announcement, but they want to make sure that everybody knows that they are really working on something really major and is going to require additional testing. Warning, this next release may have some problems, basically. But the next version, actually the spring update, which is currently in testing phase right now, is still set to be released in April. And the code name on this is 19HQ, which, not HQ, H1, sorry. And it sounds like 19H1 sounds like a virus. It's crazy, the code names. I don't like it, particularly, whatever. Go ahead, Microsoft. But they're also, next week, on February 24th, they have an event that's coming up where they're going to announce some new things. And they will be announcing the next version of the HoloLens, HoloLens 2. This device is absolutely cool because it is a mixed reality, really an augmented reality type of headset. And hopefully this one will come out at a lower cost, particularly for developers, because right now it's $3,000 for a headset. But hopefully that they will make the improvements, make it lighter, higher resolution. And that way that developers for corporations that are currently using HoloLens will really be able to utilize it even in a greater way. If you haven't seen HoloLens in person, I highly recommend it because it's you almost say like, oh, wow, this really is the future. I mean, it's current, but it definitely feels like the future that you've always dreamt of like years or decades ago. To actually see that is pretty cool. Next up, we have Amazon. Amazon has announced that they are no longer going to have their second headquarters, HQ2, in New York. And this is due to a lot of political pressure. And really, it is unfortunate that they are pulling out. They are going to still have their focus on the Virginia headquarters and the other offices in Nashville, Tennessee. So they're not replacing the location in New York, and that it really is an unfortunate, and because the amount of jobs that would have been created for it would have been great, but it is due to the detriment of the residents that live actually in Queens, not just the loss of jobs, but the benefit of it is that they no longer have to give away the $3 billion of tax incentives for Amazon to locate there. Because that's a lot of money. And that's a lot of money that the city themselves cannot necessarily quickly recover from. So, either case, the Amazon thing with the whole HQ2 was a big farce from the beginning anyways. And I really do believe that even with them pulling out of New York was something that they decided to do, that they had planned on doing in the first place. Next up, we actually have another report that is saying that the cable industry is set to lose over 39 million subscribers this year due to streaming services, which basically means, if you've heard of the term cut the cord, this is exactly what it means. There is a lot of movement towards this, and simply because I think the times have changed, and there are a lot of people that are not willing to pay for a service that limits when they can watch whatever show. And there are, you know, millions of people who use the DVR system that they have, so that way they can watch shows, but they still contain the ads and whatnot. And I gotta tell you, I am a cable cutter. I have my Apple TV, and I'm able to watch my Netflix and YouTube, even though the ads on YouTube get annoying, but even if I need local news, I have my antenna, which actually has broadcast better quality than cable when it comes to high definition, because it is transmitting in 1080p, while the cable is shortchanging everybody in 1080i, which is interlaced. You're not getting the best quality. And some will only broadcast in 720, which is atrocious. And particularly since we have all these 4K televisions that, listen, people are waking up, and it's going to really change the landscape of how we're going to watch TV, particularly as we enter a new decade. It's really going to be interesting on what the different companies are doing, because you know, with HBO and Stars, and now what's coming up with Disney Plus, where you're actually doing a la carte service, that is a good move. But the problem is that here's the secret thing, right? It's not any cheaper than regular cable. That's the truth. When you add in the cost of high speed internet, like fiber, not the messy or low speeds that some of these companies try to offer, but when you actually do spend some money and you start adding all these other subscriptions, it does get expensive. So I know that there's going to be another move for consolidation, and that's what will happen. And we'll see what Apple will do too, because they're set to do something, but we'll see if they do it or not. I don't report on rumors until they actually become fact. Next up, we have JP Morgan Chase. Now, why in the world am I talking about a bank? Well, first off, JP Morgan has announced that they are creating their own cryptocurrency. Now, this is absolutely huge, because JP Morgan, when Bitcoin and Ethereum and cryptocurrency as a whole were going through their growth spurt, JP Morgan and their analysts were first to say this is not going to survive. And they poo-pooed on it so much, and now here they are creating their own. So get ready, because they will start releasing it out in small batches and within the next few months. And beyond, believe it or not, it is going to be huge, and it is going to make that company a lot of money. So go ahead and buy some when it comes out. But I'm not your financial analyst, so if you buy it and it loses, I'm not responsible for that. That's your choice. Do your own research. That's a disclaimer. But then also we have Verizon is combating all these robocalls that we are getting these days. So they're releasing an app that is supposed to fight off the robocalls. AT&T has done that. T-Mobile is doing that. And it's good to see the carriers actually try to be a bit more proactive on squashing all this entire industry of robocalls. And hopefully that they'll be successful at it, so that way that we can start actually picking up the phone instead of just ignoring it and sending it to voicemail and not get a voicemail message, because they don't say anything unless somebody says something. But, oh well. Well, I hope today everybody enjoyed their Valentine's Day. And maybe you did share some Valentine's love to anybody that you love. You don't have to be in a relationship, but if you care about somebody, just pick up the phone. Have a human conversation with them on your smart device, on your smartphone, and be smart about it. Create those human relations. Continue to have them. And don't just rely on text messages. Pick up the phone so somebody can actually hear you. So this ends the daily briefing for February 14th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Oh, yeah. And by the way, if nobody told you that they love you, well, I love you. Everyone have a great day.